to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk Dad podcast, episode 124. Through the miracle of Skype, I have Phoebe here with me.
Hello.
How's it going, Phoebe?
It's going good. It was actually a really good day today. I did a lot of really great things.
Cool. So you are coming to us from a study room in your dorm, right?
I am. There is a fan in here that won't turn off for some reason.
There's a fan, so, and it's a little bit echoey. I'm just going to have to try to do what I can in post-production to make it sound good, but
it's not as bad as it used to be. This room used to be super echoey because it was completely empty because it was like a new dorm. And there was this weird gap in the wall. And I thought it was maybe just a style thing. Like, it was really, I don't know how to describe it. The wall just kind of stopped before it hit the other wall. So yeah. You could hear everything from the hallway, and it was terrible. It was just really, I used to practice cello in here, and then people would always come over and be like, "You sound so good." And I'd be like, "Oh my gosh, the entire hallway can hear my cello playing," and it was awful.
Yeah.
So I was happy to learn that there's no longer a gap in the wall.
Is there like a door that shuts? How does it work?
No, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like the thing that controls the shade. Because there's a giant shade, because there's like a window that encompasses the entire wall in one of the walls here. So there's like a big shade thing, and that, it's like, I would almost have to send you a picture, but it's like, there's just a really thin part of the wall on the edge that used to be not there.
Hmm.
And it was just open, and it was terrible, and I hated it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a random thing. But I had a good day today.
What else did you do?
Okay, so one of the best things I've done in my entire life, just a lot of great things today, but in my dining hall today, you saw a picture of this, I believe, maybe. So there's a waffle maker. There's
a mini waffle maker. Oh, I know what you're talking about now, and yes, I did see a picture.
So great. We had a mini waffle maker in our dining hall that you can use to make waffles, but we also had—
Just like self-serve waffles?
Yeah, like at a hotel.
Like at a hotel continental breakfast. Okay.
Yeah, so then we also had a baked potato bar today, and we always have at one of the little stations, like, chicken strips and, like, burgers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So what I did is this is just so genius. I'm so smart. I don't know if you realize this. I took the waffle maker and the stuff from the potato bar, and I made cheddar bacon jalapeno waffles. I chopped it all up, and yes, it was so good.
That is pretty genius.
And then I got chicken strips from the little grill area, and I made chicken and waffles on these delicious, they were actually so good, these little mini cheddar jalapeno bacon
waffles. That sounds awesome. Did you put syrup on it?
It was really good. I actually put a chipotle mayo on it.
Mm, so they were completely savory. I actually kind of like chicken and waffles with syrup on it.
I do too, but there was like jalapenos and cheese and bacon. So yeah. I was thinking maybe just keep it savory, but I'm always up to try new things.
Yeah.
We also have, I guess for the fall, they have pumpkin waffle mix right now too.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can put in there, which I haven't tried yet, but I'm thinking what I got to do next is I got to go to the little sundae bar where they have Aggie ice cream. And I got to do like pumpkin chocolate chip waffles and then maybe put some toppings and some ice cream on it.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I have lots of plans. My friend and I were talking about possibly organizing like a Iron Chef dining hall event. I think it'd be so much fun.
There are an unlimited number of accommodations, I'm sure, in that dining hall if you get creative enough.
They have a panini press too.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a big fan of panini sandwiches.
Right, but think of the things you could use. A lot of times
it just squashes the bread.
For.
It's true. I mean, I like the idea of melting something, but a lot of times it just seems like it makes the bread really hard and pressed.
No, it makes it like crispy.
It can, but sometimes it can just squash it.
They have paninis at one of the cafes in our, one of the cafes we can use our meal plan for, and they're just plain cheese. Panini is pretty good.
Yeah.
Just a grilled cheese.
So what other good things did you do today?
That was up there. It was really, I gotta say, just really quick, because it was a big potato bar, they had like real bacon.
Mm-hmm.
So the crispy with the, like the cheese and it was really good. But I was very proud of that. But then.
And your college is a good food science college.
Yeah. So. I mean, their dining hall isn't great.
Isn't it?
It's still a dining hall.
Well, when we did the tour, they talked it up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible, but it is the same things every day. It's kind of like hit and miss.
I guess that's true.
Sometimes it'll be gross, and sometimes they'll actually have something really good. It just varies. In the line that's like the hot meal that changes every day, every once in a while they'll have salmon, and I really like their salmon.
Yeah.
But it kind of – oh, and once they had pesto mac and cheese, it was really good. But sometimes it's really gross, so it kind of goes – the food science department isn't necessarily – it doesn't necessarily correlate to how good the food is.
I guess that's probably true. The ice cream's awfully good, though.
Yeah, they do have Aggie ice cream in the dining hall, like, every day in one of them. And Utah State has some of the best ice cream.
It's true. I think it's verifiably true.
And they just started serving at the Aggie ice cream store that I can't use my meal plan on, sadly. But they just started making pumpkin spice ice cream. Yeah. And they'll make you a pumpkin pie shake with whatever ice cream you want, where they just blend up a piece of pumpkin pie with some ice cream.
Mm.
And that's really good.
Yeah. Mom had one of those Andes frozen custard the other day.
Oh, I introduced Mom to those.
Yeah.
And they're the best things ever.
It is pretty good. I think they just stick a pumpkin pie slice in your shake.
It's amazing. I actually like the Andes one slightly better than the Utah State one.
Yeah.
Just because they don't blend it up quite as much, so you get more chunks of pumpkin pie in the Andes one. That's one of my favorite pumpkin spice things.
Yeah.
Hands down, it's really good. I introduced Mom to that, and she loved it. Anyway, I did that. And then today, so my new obsession, I don't know if you know, you probably have never been to this, because I think it's not been around super long, but the Logan Outlet that I found out I can take the bus to. It's like an outlet store for
like what kind of outlet?
For like a grocery store.
Oh, so like they have grocery kind outlet? Of everything,
but it's like all this food that's super cheap.
Uh-huh. Is it, and I'm like obsessed with close it. To its expiration date?
Expired or close to expired. Because a lot of it's like crackers and stuff that doesn't go bad.
Right.
Or they have a huge, I've had my eye on them for a while, this huge box of those Horizon organic chocolate milks.
Yeah.
They sold them. The thing is, for a while, they were selling them individually for 25 cents each. But they have, since the prices are so random and they kind of just put whatever price on it, there's a box of 8, but it's like $6. And that's so much more.
Mm.
And I kind of want to tell them and be like, hey, you know what? I feel like they're so random with the pricing. I feel like I might be able to get a deal on it. But next time I go, if it's still there, I might. But
those milks are good. Not a sponsor, but they are
good.
Yeah,
they're so good. Then they're really, you can get them for, I mean, it's different stuff every time you go, but lately they've had them there for 25 cents each, which is really cheap for those.
It sounds like a store that your grandfather would enjoy a lot.
Yes, but also, honestly, you would, I mean, it's a great place.
Probably. It'd be a good source of treat yourself
material. Yeah, because it's just random stuff. So you'll try stuff that you would never try usually, but it's so cheap that you're like, I should just try this.
Yeah.
The Horizon milks. Oh yeah, but the sticker on them, it says why they were like taken off the shelves from the grocery store, and it said that like there was a mistake. It says there was a mistake in manufacturing, and there's too much sugar in them.
Too much sugar? Are they super sweet?
I know. No, I didn't notice it being excessively sweet. I think it was maybe just a little bit too much, but I was like, I'll take that. It's not expired. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, there's definitely there's weights and measure regulations that say if it doesn't match the label, then you can't sell it. Or you have to,
but this one has just slightly too much sugar, which is totally not a problem for me.
So it's like a few more calories than what's on the label. So they have to.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know if that was all of them either, or just the ones. I'm assuming it was the individual ones too, but it's hard to say because they're not together.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of funny. But they have just random stuff. And actually, my cousin Heather, who lives in Logan, introduced me to it. She was like, have you ever been here? Because I swear, not a lot of college students seem to know about it, but it's like the best place ever. And they have some clothes too, because it's just random stuff. So they have like Target stuff. And today I got a like cold weather, like kind of beanie hat with a big pom-pom from Target for 50 cents.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? I'm so excited. So I have
like
a friend
a toboggan
that I told
hat.
Her. Yeah. And it's so cute. It's like, I'm so happy about it. But I told my friend, I have a friend who she just had her birthday. I told her for her birthday present, because I was like, she would love this place. I told her I would take her and buy her $5 worth of stuff for her birthday.
Yeah.
Which is actually a lot of stuff. You can get a ton of stuff there for not much money. And she loved it and she thought it was great.
That's funny.
Lots of just cool stuff there. So that's what I did. and I was really excited about my 50 Cent hat. And then what else did I do? I went and visited.
You needed cold weather.
I know. I actually really needed one. And everyone who works there is so nice, and everything's so cheap. It's seriously like my favorite place in the world right now.
That's cool.
I think maybe I'll show mom when she comes up and visits me. But then I went and I visited my great grandparents, your grandparents, which was fun. They're up here.
And they're like close to 100 years old.
Yeah, they're getting up there.
In their upper 90s anyway.
Yeah, I went in with my cousin Heather, who I mentioned, and she has a husband and a baby. And so I got to see her baby too, which is really fun.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because her baby, that's her great-great-grandma.
Yep.
That's crazy to me. I never met my
great-great-grandma. Five generations? Right, because it's like my grandparents.
Yeah, that's five generations.
My parents, me, you, and the baby. That's five generations all in one room.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was cool. It's nice to see them. Oh, they said to tell you and mom hi.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, grandma did, but yeah. So I'm telling you hi from them.
Yeah. So around our house, there's been a lot of sick going on.
I've been sick.
I'll try not to cough on you on the podcast.
Yeah, I haven't been coughing, but if I sound like a 13-year-old boy,
yeah,
I've had a really bad cold actually all week.
My throat's been kind of raspy, but we've been having some of the throw-ups going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I haven't had that.
William, a few days ago, was feeling fine, and then he went to bed and he threw up, and he ended up throwing up like all through the night. And then, after a day, he was better. And then last night, Henry went to bed. Or actually, no, he was at Scouts. He was head over at someone's house and threw up on their carpet, which was unfortunate.
I'm very glad I'm not throwing up for many reasons.
And he came home and he slept it off. And today he feels much, much better.
That's good.
His fever's down. But mom and I sort of feel like at any point we could just start throwing up.
Mom told me this morning, and her exact words were, "You got out while you got out at a good time."
Yeah,
because she was like, "I've had food poisoning." Did you have oral surgery?
So mom got sick in Mexico. We talked about that, I think, on the podcast already.
Yeah,
I had a dental issue where I had to have a tooth extracted.
And
I'm still
kind of
recovering from that. I mean, my mouth's still a little bit sore. I actually had a follow up visit with the dentist today. He said it's fine, but. Now, I don't know. We're hoping that mom and I, neither one of us get sick. It's weird how, one of these things will come into your house and, some family members will get sick and some won't. Or,
I was never one to get sick.
A little bit gross one day, but you don't actually get the full, all the symptoms. I don't know.
I've never been one to get very sick. Yeah. I feel like a bad cold every year, but it's more not really a contagious thing. I don't. Catch things very easily. I have a pretty good immune system. I have other stuff going on, but not usually contagious things.
I do have a Maisie update.
Oh.
So we've talked about this before, and I think I tweeted it out recently. I've decided that Maisie's love language is playing catch.
It's her favorite thing in the world.
And sometimes she'll play catch with herself, which sounds really weird.
Yes,
but she gets up to the top of she gets up to the top of the couch. She perches on the top of it, and then she lets her toy drop, and then she runs around and gets it, and then brings it back to the top of the couch.
Trying to make me cry in the podcast.
And it's just because anytime she can't have anyone to throw it to her. The one thing she doesn't quite get is when you play fetch, you're just supposed to hand it over to the person so they can throw it again. She wants us to play tug of war. Yeah, she wants us to fight her for it. But the funny thing that's happening right now is we've still got some boxes around. It's been a really busy week because of everything going on. So we celebrated mom's birthday on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we still got some of the boxes around in the kitchen from her presents. So there were a bunch of open boxes. And some of the boxes are kind of pressed up against where the furniture is. So she was playing catch with herself and she would drop it, but then it would bounce or fall into one of the boxes and she would freak out. She would bark and scratch at the boxes and be like, it's in there and I can't get it.
She gets she does get mad. She when we used to like I think it would be like Will when he would get tired of her wanting to play fetch with him and he was doing something, he would put it in one of our little cabinets, the little game cabinet we have.
Yeah.
And she would just go crazy just barking at the cabinet and scratching it. And she if you left it there for a week, she would still know it was there.
Yeah.
Or if it falls underneath something, it'll be like a week and I'll be like, why is she barking at this? Like under this table, and then yeah. I'll look and it's stuck underneath. And she knows.
Try to stick her paws under there, but if she can't, she knows. Get it, and it she just will, drives her nuts.
She will remember it. Like she will remember exactly where it is for like until somebody gets it, even if it's like weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But after a while, because she knew that Will liked to put it in there, if she couldn't find her toy, she would always bark at that one cabinet, even if it wasn't in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty funny.
Yep. So that's what's going on with Maisie.
Did mom put her Halloween outfits on?
Not yet.
She promised me she would.
It's not today. Actually Halloween here in Texas yet. It's right, almost Halloween.
But she needs to get ready for the season, and she needs to be wearing clothes, Dad.
She does. Because of everything that's been going on, we've kind of dropped the ball on a lot of Halloween stuff, I got to be honest with you. We haven't decorated the house. Like, even the indoor decorations are
not. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what was the funniest thing that happened today?
What's that?
So when Heather and I went to go visit great-grandma and grandpa, they're in a big, it's like an assisted living center, but they have their own apartments. So yeah. It's a little more independent. And there was an apartment on the second story and the windows open and we could see just big, like flashing Halloween disco lights. And it was so funny.
That's really funny.
It was this room that was just decked out. And even from the outside, we could tell. And there were these huge flashing lights and it looked like someone was having just a huge like party.
That's pretty awesome.
And it was so funny because this is assisted living center. And it's like, it wasn't super late, but it was like, I mean, 7:30 is a little bit later when you're in an assisted living center.
Yeah.
And they had just these big, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I was like, I just want to meet those people.
Isn't that how you'd want to be there if you were a resident there?
I know. Isn't that so funny,
you
though?
You would want to be
just these huge flashing lights. The party
room. The
room
has all of the holiday decorations.
It's hilarious. It looked like rooms from our dorm complex.
Yeah.
People, whoever was like, oh, that room's always partying.
Yep.
But at a nursing home. It was just super funny. I don't know. I just thought it was great. And I thought, I really, really want to meet those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
so they've decorated, Dad. So what's your excuse?
I don't know. I mean,
you're not retired.
We've had a lot of sick going on and I've been really busy because I've been like every free moment I have at home, I've been studying Japanese because I'm sort of in cram mode now because I've only got like just over a month before the test. I've talked about that before, but I'm taking the Japanese language proficiency test level 2, which is like the second hardest.
I met somebody studying for the same test.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
You did. Yeah. He's much younger than I am and has lived in Japan much more recently.
Yeah. But, I think he was studying for it while he was in Japan. So yeah, that would be a lot.
It's coming along really well. I'm learning a lot of the kanji, which are the Chinese characters, which is one of the hardest things because there's so many of them. And they have so many different readings, and there's so many different words you can make with them. But that part of it's actually coming along pretty well. So my latest thing is I've started to watch. Have you heard of Terrace House?
Yeah, I watched like a couple episodes of it once.
It's
on Netflix.
Japanese reality show that's on Netflix, and it also airs on Japanese television. And then they're in season 4. I've never really watched it before. I think I watched one episode like a long time ago, and it was really slow. But I started watching the 4th season, but now what I'll do is I'll watch it in Japanese with Japanese subtitles.
Ooh, so
that probably
helps.
It forces me to read along. And
yeah.
I finally know enough of the written language that I can read
that
most of it.
Yeah,
but it forces me to read it really quickly too. And it's actually pretty helpful. It's surprisingly helpful because one of my problems with reading Japanese is it's just so darn slow for me to have to. I feel like, you know, a kindergartner who's learning to read and has to sound everything out, but I'm getting a little faster at it. And that's pretty helpful. Plus you also get to know like kind of, you know, grammar and sayings and stuff and like common phrases, you pick those up.
You know,
it's kind of, I actually have started to like Terrace House.
You've got to tell me, I don't get the point of it.
So that's,
is it a
that's
competition
one of the,
or?
One of the beauties is there really is no point. Like, yeah. Unlike most reality shows, well, because, that are like, very contrived. Like Big Brother, and very,
where it's like a big competition.
Yeah, so that's what we're used to seeing is like most reality shows have a competition, or like it's like an elimination challenge, or everyone's competing for the same goal. Basically, the premise is really basic. It's like they take six people, three men and three women, and they put them in a house together. And they're still like their ordinary lives. Like some of them are still working or studying.
Or going to college. Or
yeah. Or like, you know, there's one guy who's a musician. So he's like working on his music. And it's like they're just all together living in a house. And I think kind of the producers, I think their hope is because it's like three attractive women and three attractive men that there will be like some dating and some.
Oh, yeah. Know, yeah. They definitely tried to get that going. When
trying
I was
to get
it.
Together. But. But that doesn't. But the producers don't force that to happen. They just let it sort of whatever happens happens. And at least this season. So I didn't watch the previous season, and I think this season is much more subdued. It's called, what's it called? Terrace House Opening New Doors is like what season four is called. But it's, I think the people are just so nice and like respectful and conscientious, which you're not used to seeing in reality TV show people. Yeah. You know. And they don't like force drama. They don't like put them in situations where they're like pitted against each other. Sometimes there's a little bit of tension and they like have to talk it out. But for the most part, it's just like these are ordinary people just living together in this house.
See, the thing I don't get about it is that just sounds like my college experience so far. And that hasn't been super entertaining for me.
Well, and the other thing is like it takes place over like months. So it's not like a compressed thing. Like a lot of reality shows, it's like a whole season can take place like in a 1 week. This yeah. is like it takes place over months. So they just pick out like interesting conversations over the course of months and edit it together in episodes.
It's just strange to me. I think it sounds interesting, but also sort of just
like,
weird.
And it takes a while to get into. Because when you first meet them, it's like they're not – I mean, they introduce each other, but they're not like super interesting. But the more you get to know them, the more sort of invested you get in each of their stories. So
it's
I actually
kind of like a sitcom
like
only, like a reality sitcom.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, and there are storylines that like, kind of develop, but.
I kind of watched it and I was like, this is interesting. I just don't really, like, I wasn't sure what to think about it because it was just so different from, I expected like a Big Brother type thing, which.
Yeah, it's so much different
Brother,
from like American reality TV shows.
I think Big Brother is kind of a trashy show, but I do enjoy it.
I think it's probably, I never watched it at the time, but when I was in college, MTV's The Real World, which was like one of the first reality TV shows. I think that was a little bit more like it because it was just like people living in a house together without like a lot of the like competition things. I think it's a little bit like that, except because it's in Japan, the people are like a little bit more reserved anyway. So it's like they're all just kind of nice and polite.
I wish that was what my experience was like living with people.
Yeah. So I don't know. And I don't know what other seasons are like. And for all I know, I'm only about like maybe a third of the way through this one. And maybe it gets crazy in the future. But so far it's interesting. And then they'll cut away and they'll have like these commentators who will like comment on what's going on. And the commentators are really funny. So watching it in Japanese with the Japanese titles, like the regular scenes, I understand probably about 90 to 95% of what's going on. The commentators speak really, really quickly, and I probably only understand like maybe 50 to 60% of what's going on. Because they're all like talking really quickly and talking over each other. So I don't without the English subtitles on, I don't really understand everything that's going on, but I understand most of it. I get the gist of it.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's good to kind of push myself a little bit on my language
skills.
Yeah,
that is good.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. You know, we got the holidays coming up. Do you have any plans for Halloween?
I'm going to the Howl, which,
which is a long tradition.
Giant.
There in Utah
it's
State.
The biggest. It's one of, I think people say, definitely the biggest Halloween party in Utah. And a lot of people say in the Midwest.
It could
like,
be.
The
well,
biggest
in the Western states, you mean?
Yeah.
It is pretty huge. It can be a little out of control. Sort of has a reputation for sometimes getting a little out of control.
Police there.
Oh yeah,
they
I mean it's
have
not,
a ton
it's
of
not unsafe, but it does get a little crazy.
I have met people who are kind of like, oh, I wouldn't go to that, but really? Like it's not. I mean, there's all sorts of people there. It's not all just like crazy people, but it is. It's this huge party, and I got to tell you, Dad, I don't know what it was like when you were there. And actually, I have a friend from BYU who's coming up and going with me.
Uh-huh.
My friend Hannah. She's going to come up and go to the Howl with me. But because they open it up to whoever. But they are planning on having a flavored oxygen bar and
a reptile
exhibit.
What is a flavored oxygen bar? You just breathe different flavors of oxygen? Thing.
Like, you can try different flavors of oxygen. It's like a huge... They have a reptile exhibit where you can see all these snakes and stuff. They're going to have live circus performers.
You're a big fan of snakes.
I'll send you a picture. Live circus performers.
Yeah. That sounds pretty crazy.
Legit circus themed. They're having legitimate circus performers and like
freaks and stuff. Like people who can swallow swords and breathe fire.
Yeah, and like acrobats and stuff. And I think aerialists, they said.
Wow.
And they're having, what else? There's something else they were doing that was cool. Oh, dang it. Now I want to check because there was something that was just really interesting. I'm excited though.
Hmm.
I think they said like airbrush tattoos, which I was slightly less interested in. But it's so funny because the institute that has all the church classes, they're having their own party the same night.
Oh, yeah. As an alternative.
It's kind of like, okay. Like it seems kind of, I think it's mostly just an alternative for people who don't want to. It's like,
you could go to both. You could go back and forth.
It actually starts earlier, so I could go to both.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find exactly what they said was going to be there, though, because they had a bunch of cool things that they were going to. It's like a huge thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's usually like multiple buildings, too. So it's.
Yeah, they have it at the ballroom and then the student center and then like the field house. But.
Right.
Oh, they have. It says. It features a 28,000 square foot dance floor with hypnotist was the one I was thinking of.
Oh,
they're having hypnotism.
I have mixed feelings about that. Yeah. People who do hypnotism for entertainment. I don't know. We used to have, when I was in high school, there was this guy who would go around and do a school assemblies hypnotist. And I look back at it and think maybe that wasn't such a good thing because it's kind of weird. And it kind of, I honestly think there were some kids that messed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that weird to say?
Do it?
No. own opinion is no.
Okay.
You should not.
I'll report back to you. It's funny. We learned about hypnotism in psychology. And it pretty much, people have decided there's a lot of debate because there's no way to prove how much it actually works and how much people are like kind of faking.
It's a real thing. No, it is a real thing.
It's hard to find out exactly.
Some people are much more susceptible to suggestion than others.
Well,
so I think
it works
for some people. It doesn't work for other people, but it's definitely a real thing.
It actually, it's like they can't prove everything, and they pretty much have decided that you can't actually dig up lost memories.
Oh no, I think that type of hypnotic therapy is pretty dangerous because memory is a slippery thing. You can create false memories pretty easily, and that's been shown through lots of studies. That was a big scandal in the '80s.
Yeah, they still have that sometimes. It's kind of dumb. But anyway, hypnotists, magicians, the Circus of Souls, which is going to have, it says it's going to feature aerialists, acrobats, dancers, percussionists, contortionists, trampoline performers, and they're going to hold costume contests. So.
Interesting.
And then it says O2 bar, which is the auction bar.
Oxygen bar,
Reptiles, karaoke, mid-stakes bingo, photo booth, airbrush tattoos, costume contests, and more.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's going to be pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited.
It's definitely one of the biggest events of the year at Utah State.
It's their big, it's like their thing there. And my friend didn't really know anything about it, but she'd been asking me, she's like, hey, is there anything for me to do before it gets super cold if I want to come up to Logan? And I was like, yeah, you should go to the Howl with me. And she was like, oh, okay, but she didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then she said she mentioned some friends or like people she knew that she was going, and people were like, oh my gosh, you're going to the Howl. And like even at BYU, they were like.
Oh, really?
And people come from all the colleges in Utah, pretty much. And I know so many people who are having friends stay with them for the weekend.
How funny.
So that's exciting.
Yep. That is exciting.
Did I tell you my Halloween costume?
No, you did not tell me your Halloween costume. What's your Halloween costume?
I found on Pinterest, you probably haven't seen this, but there was a cool makeup tutorial where you did kind of galaxy looking makeup on your face, almost like face paint, but with makeup and stars and stuff. And then I was just going to do that with some space buns.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a galaxy, you know? Get some sparkly silver hairspray.
Cool.
I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah. You can be a galaxy far, far away.
Yep. Far, far away from you.
Yeah. Did I tell you what my costume was going to be?
No, you're dressing up? I'm shocked.
Mom and I are going to be like a joint costume.
Aw.
We were at the Spirit Halloween store the other day. One of the weirdest places. At the Spirit Halloween store, I noticed they had like, you know, like a plaque for like a hunting trophy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be a hunter with that around my neck. And Allison, my wife, your mother, is going to be a deer holding a rifle. So I will be like her hunting trophy. And I've got like, like a camouflage shirt and like a orange hat and vest.
Oh, that's so ugly.
I think it's pretty funny. I think it would be ugly if she was my trophy.
Is she using my deer costume? I think
flipping it makes it okay.
Yeah. No, I've seen the reverse and I hate it. I think it's right. Kind of terrible.
But I think since I'm the hunter and I'm the one who's the trophy.
Is she using the deer costume that she made me?
Yeah, I think so. Because she was like, if I was there,
I would totally do the makeup for her.
Yeah.
Because I know how to do it.
Yep.
I did it
so that's our costume.
I did it for 1 year and then I kind of did it for another year for a party where I hadn't really gotten my costume together yet.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at it now. I was a pretty cute deer. Hopefully this galaxy makeup turns out. I'm a little worried that it won't, I won't be able to figure it out because it's a little complex. Maybe I should send you a picture.
William's going to be Tony Stark.
Oh, okay.
And Henry is going to be Spider-Man. Have you seen Infinity War? Or not Infinity War. Yeah, Infinity War.
Nope.
Avengers Infinity War.
I should, but I have not.
Have you seen, do you know about the spoilers at the end of Infinity War?
I know everyone kind of dies, and there's a thing where they like turn to dust or whatever.
So these are spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, I assume everyone's seen it, but if you haven't, flip ahead a minute. But at the end of it, like half the superheroes are like disappear, and the way they disappear is like they start to like pixelate and like blow away.
Is he going to pixelate?
And there's this moment where, like, Spider-Man turns to Tony Stark, to Iron Man, and says, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. And he starts to, like, disappear.
I've heard that just because it's kind of a meme.
Right. So he's going to have, like, the Spider-Man costume, like, without the mask, and a little, like, hello, my name is. And it's going to say, Peter Parker, I don't feel so good. So, yeah, it'll be, like, a little bit of a meme costume.
I'm sending you a picture of the costume thing I'm doing. It won't look exactly like this, but sort of.
Okay.
I don't know if you're actually interested, but.
No, I would like to see it for sure. And maybe
we'll
post
see how it turns
for
out.
Our listeners.
Maybe once I do it.
On our
we'll
Instagram
see how it turns
and Twitter.
Out. I'm a little worried I won't be able to do it right.
Yeah.
Because that would be, also I forgot to get one of the things I need for it, so. I've got to figure that out because I don't have a car.
You can do some cool galactic makeup.
Mm-hmm. I need white eyeliner to do little stars, and I forgot it at the store.
Mm.
So,
well, there's still time.
I know. I think, well, tomorrow's the party.
Yeah.
So there's not much time, and it's a little rough since I don't have a car, but I'm going to see if hopefully I can ride the bus and then walk a bunch and go to Walmart.
Yeah. You know, Halloween's my birthday.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Has do you want anything for your birthday?
Every year it's
my birthday.
I feel
terrible asking you this, but I was going to send you something and I couldn't come up with anything.
You know, it's a little bit hard when you get to be a dad at my age because
you're really
if there's
old.
Something I really want, I can find a way to get it.
That's the you thing know? Is you just buy everything for yourself. You
kinda,
never wait.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate presents, but I don't really need presents.
You'll be talking about like, man, I really want this one thing. And then you'll immediately
so people,
buy it. And we're
if
like,
people
well,
don't get me a present. I don't ever feel super bad about it, you know?
Okay. So I'm not going to be.
And you're away. You my... I mean, it's going to be, it's harder for you to ship something
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it is.
You can just get me something for Christmas because you're coming home for Christmas.
Okay. I have treat yourself stuff I'm going to send. So that can be your present, I guess.
That'll be good. All right. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Do you have a story for us?
I do. Let me just pull it up really fast.
All right. While you are coming up with that story, I wanted to share you a story from the world of science.
Science!
Archaeologists, this is a new study that just came out. Archaeologists have now discovered one of the oldest archaeological finds in North America, and it was in the great state of Texas. Researchers from Texas A&M, Baylor University, and the University of Texas have uncovered what they believe to be spear points that were used by human hunters as far back as 15,500 years ago.
Wow.
Previously, they had thought that no one lived in North America prior to about 12 to 13,000 years ago. But these spear points are in a geological layer deeper than the previous layers. So, you know, the oldest they had known about before they call Clovis. The Clovis layers where they had spear points in the Clovis layers. These are deeper than the Clovis layers. And they also have like a different kind of spear point technology. There's a whole bunch of like archaeological analysis that goes along with this. But the takeaway is there were people with spears hunting probably woolly mammoths or some sort of animal, large animal, about 15,500 years ago in the great state of Texas.
I love Texas.
Texas, you know, Texans love their weapons. And they've had them for at least 15,000 years. I thought that was kind of interesting. There's a bunch of stories on this. Some of them are highly technical. But I think it's interesting. Interesting to find out that people have been in North America way longer than most people realized. Like if you read old textbooks, they don't acknowledge that people were in this continent way back then.
Some of them do. I think when I took Texas history, we always had like that first week on like indigenous people.
Yeah.
And they went pretty far back.
Yeah, but it's just like the more research they do, the more they find out, you know, they'll discover something new, and that new discovery, this new discovery, kind of puts the time frame like back further than they expected it to be. So yeah. I thought that was kind of really cool. Interesting.
All right, I have mine. It says a British woman's winter weather fashion accessory is going viral due to its unusual appearance, a nose warmer that's like earmuffs for the nose. The person says, I got the idea in 2009 when I had a genuine cold nose. Our business started small with one nose warmer made specifically to do the job of warming up a nippy nose, and our owner soon realized that she wasn't the only one with this problem, so the nose warmer company was born. It says they sell for about $10 each.
The best thing about this story really is the pictures.
Yeah, that's
pretty funny.
So
we're going to have to tweet out the pictures, put them on Instagram. Maybe not the best story just for a podcast, but these nose warmers are ridiculous looking.
So, Mom, did this make you immediately think of Mom?
I did. As soon as I saw this story, I showed Mom and I said, wouldn't you want this? And she said, no, it's ridiculous.
She's talked about wanting these for years, though. But her nose is always cold. No, so we literally, this is what, you have to find this picture and post it. You just have to.
Really funny. There's a whole bunch of pictures in the story.
No, but the one of, do you know which one I'm talking about with Mom? When we took we were at a science museum and there was an infrared camera.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to dig up funny. That picture.
No, Mom can help you. We have it somewhere. I think it was like even on Facebook. It was
like
one
of those, like, if the family stands in front of the screen and the screen shows like a heat map. Of your bodies.
And we took a family picture.
Most
and
of us, it's
notes.
Like, you know, your face is
yeah,
like
we're like
warm,
red.
But Mom had like a blue spot in the middle of her face.
It was green. It was bright green. It was red. Okay, I'm going to find this picture.
All right, you find the picture and send it to me, and I will definitely post it. It was a long time ago, though. I don't know if I can dig it up.
Yeah, but you can like look years back. It was like when Mom first had Facebook, I think.
Yeah. It was long ago enough.
So funny, though. I mean, just like
that it's
the
almost
thing.
Family archives.
It's almost in the family archives.
It almost is.
So $10 each. I wonder, this story kind of went viral this week, too. I wonder if like the orders have gone through the roof or if it's just the same as before because people look at it and go, that's so ridiculous.
There has to be someone. I really think
they're pretty funny.
Oh, am I going to be able to? I really want to find this, but
Well, look it up sometime. Doesn't have to be while we're on the podcast.
I mean, I just have my laptop right here.
But if
here.
You find it and send it to me, I'll tweet it out and put it on Instagram.
Okay.
All right. I've got another story. I'm trying to think which other story I should do. I did like this story out of Fresno, California. A man who was trying to kill spiders using a blowtorch set his house on fire. Actually set his parents' house on fire.
That's so funny. Because you always hear like, oh, kill it with fire.
I know. It's like, oh, there are spiders? Well, I guess you can always move.
Yeah.
This guy thought, I'll just take care of the spiders. Apparently they were black widow spiders. And I think he might have been up in the attic. It says it damaged his attic. There's not a whole lot of info in this story. Authorities say a man apparently set a California home on fire while using a blowtorch to kill spiders. KFSN TV reports 29 firefighters were called to a Fresno housing development on Tuesday night to put out a two-alarm blaze. Authorities say a man was house-sitting for his parents when he tried to kill black widow spiders with a blowtorch. He got out safely, but his home's attic and second story were damaged. Although the exact cause of the blaze is under investigation, firefighters believe the blowtorch was to blame. There was no word on what happened to the spiders. I like that they threw in that line in the story.
Oh, the spiders could still be there. Wouldn't that be terrible?
He might have missed. The thing about black widow spiders, yes, they are dangerous. Yes, their venom has neurotoxin. We were actually looking this up, though. We've had black widows in our garage before.
Oh, yeah.
But black widows are very not aggressive. In fact, according to what we read on the internet the other day, like in the car when we were all talking about this, like most of the time when they bite you, they won't even put venom in you. Huh. They just kind of like bite you and then go away. So most of the bites you get won't really hurt you. And they're really easy to spot because they have that distinct look. Like they're very spindly with the red hourglass on the back. So they're really easy to spot. The webs are very distinct. So it's pretty hard to just accidentally get bit. Most of the people who get bit, it's because they're messing with them. Mm. There are other spiders that are like aggressive. But black widows are really not that big of a problem. Now, I'll still kill them when I see them. Not with a blowtorch, though.
Yeah.
I'll use like the spider poison stuff. But for the most part, you're really not going to get bit by a black widow. It's still not great having them in your house. But yeah, don't kill spiders with a blowtorch. There was one other story that I liked. I just like the way that this story opens. It says, man, this is out of Arizona. It says, an Arizona man who fell to the bottom of an old abandoned gold mine shaft, broke both of his legs, fought off a trio of rattlesnakes, and went 2 days without food or water before a friend heard his cries for help, is lucky to be alive, said the head of the rescue team. That's a pretty killer lead to a story. Apparently, he owned this land that had a gold mine on it. He tried to lower himself into the mine, and he fell about 50 feet, broke both of his legs. It doesn't say, after the first paragraph, it doesn't say anything more about the rattlesnakes, but apparently he had to fend off 3 rattlesnakes. A friend he had told that he was going to do this had agreed to check on him if he didn't hear from him. So after a couple of days, his friend came out there, saw the guy. The guy apparently had his cell phone with him, but he didn't have any coverage out there by the mine. So his friend had to like go out to somewhere where he had coverage and call the search and rescue team. The other thing I like about this story is the people who rescued them were part of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Mountain Rescue Posse. It'd be kind of cool to be part of the Mountain Rescue Posse.
Yeah, what I like that it's a posse and not like a rescue team.
Yeah.
Or something.
The head of the posse said, as I pulled out my truck, I could hear him hollering, help, help. But they were able to successfully get him out. He's being treated for ankle and leg fractures as well as friction burns to his hands. He was alert but dehydrated, so he's fine. And that's, you know, I wouldn't really want to talk about the story if he wasn't fine.
It would be
What a crazy story. I mean, I'm glad that he's doing well, and I'm glad that he had his friend come check on him, but wow. That would be so really scary. It's really scary to think about like deep holes and mine shafts. Because like being down there in the dark, basically. Although he had his phone, maybe he could use his flashlight on his phone. I want more details about what exactly happened down there at the bottom of the mine shaft. I don't know. Maybe we'll dig up some follow-up stories so we can get the whole story.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Oh, I found it.
You found the story, the picture?
Yes, I totally found it. Oh my gosh.
I will tweet that out along with the pictures of the nose warmers.
You wonder why I was just listening going, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I'm so sorry, but I found Mom's post from February 6th, 2009.
Yeah.
I was starting to doubt that I would. Maybe I can tag you in it or something.
That is impressive. I'm glad you were able to dig that up. All right.
Should I tag the podcast in the post or something?
You can if you want to. I'll probably also tweet it out from our account. Or you can just send it to me and I'll send it out when I post the story or the podcast.
Yeah. I'm seeing if I can just send the Facebook thing, just the Facebook post itself. It's on her 20 facts about me. She talks about having an abnormally cold nose.
Oh, funny.
And she links the picture.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so sorry that I was like, I was really, really wanted to find it though.
That's all right. Let's do some either or.
Oh yeah, either or.
We haven't done this segment in a little while. I want to do a seasonal either or. Some of these may or may not work. For anyone who is joining the podcast for the first time or since the last time we did either or, it's a very simple, simple segment. All we do is I name two things. You tell me which one you think is correct, and I tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
Here's the first either or. Candy corn or candy pumpkins. And I'm talking about the pumpkins made of the same stuff as candy corn, but they're in the shape candy of pumpkins. Corn. You are correct.
I like the pumpkins, but I like the, I don't know. The pumpkins I can eat more. Look.
I feel like maybe I did this one several years ago.
I like the feeling of biting into the pumpkins. Like, I like that it's thicker, but you can only eat like two of them. They're just
too big, though.
You can only eat like a couple.
Candy corn on their own, you can only eat so many of them.
But pumpkins, you can really only have one.
I like the way they look. I agree with that. I like that they look like little pumpkins, but they're just too much all in one little chunk. That's exactly right. You are very correct.
Yeah. I usually am.
The next one, yams or mashed potatoes? So sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes?
You know, it really depends on how they're prepared, but I'm going to say mashed potatoes.
You're correct. But if you would have said sweet potatoes, you would also be correct because they're both delicious. And yeah. I feel like Thanksgiving is the only meal of the year where you really can't have too many carbs. You ever notice that about a Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Almost everything on the table other than the turkey is carb-based. Well, because
usually you have like your one carb.
Yeah. But for Thanksgiving, you just go crazy with carbs.
Totally okay.
You can have mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and corn casserole and rolls and cornbread and stuffing. These are all carb-based foods. So that was probably the first time ever on either or where both answers are correct. Next one, jack-o'-lanterns or pumpkin pie?
You know what? I think you're going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're wrong about that. You would think that I would be more in support of jack-o'-lanterns because it is my birthday. I like jack-o'-lanterns. I like, you know, the whole idea of carving up a gourd. On our last podcast, I don't know if you've listened to it, but we had a Halloween quiz. Are you still there?
Yes.
We had a Halloween quiz and, Elizabeth and I took a Halloween quiz and we knew it already. We got it right. In the old days, before they started carving pumpkins, do you know what they carved?
What? Just turnips. Like squashes?
Turnips. Oh. They carved turnips into jack-o'-lanterns. But I like the whole concept of it. I like the big, you know, orange thing. But pumpkin pie is one of the best things. So this isn't a question of jack-o'-lanterns not being good. It's a question of pumpkin pies being really good.
Do you know, I don't know if I almost feel like I've told the story in the podcast. It's the problem of having a podcast so long. I don't think so, though. When I was in preschool, I came home with a pumpkin from the pumpkin patch, and I loved it. And I think I named it, and it was like my pet.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mom turned it into pumpkin custard, and I cried and cried.
And we ate it? It's like eating your pet.
I don't even think I could eat it.
It's like raising your pet pig or your pet cow and then slaughtering it and eating it.
I'm sure Mom, I don't know if you remember this, but I'm sure Mom does if you ask her. I cried and cried and I was so upset that she told me. She was like, I didn't realize at first. And I was so sad, and I could not.
I'm not sure I remember
this. Devastated.
That's, yeah, it's quite a story.
I was.
Have you gotten
it was
over
like
it yet?
Early child. I haven't actually. I'm
That's
still
too bad.
Traumatized. I was, I guess, either 3 or 4.
Yeah,
I had to have been because it was preschool. It was my preschool pumpkin patch field trip, and yeah, my pumpkin got turned into pumpkin custard.
I don't know if you've noticed it, but there is a little bit of a shift in the pumpkin spice flavored things this year, where a lot of stuff has gone from pumpkin spice flavor to pumpkin pie flavored. And we're going to get to that and treat yourself here in just a minute.
Really,
but there's
quick,
a lot more
though.
Stuff that's pumpkin pie flavored rather than, like in the past, it's just been pumpkin spiced.
Do you know what's a little crazy, Dad? And this might be a coincidence. I was just glancing at that Facebook post where Mom had the picture of her really, really cold nose.
Yeah.
And this post was in 2009, right? And it said in that thing that the first pattern for this thing was made in 2009 when someone wanted to warm up their nose. One of the comments on Mom's post is, "I loved reading this and hope someday, blah, blah, blah." And then it says, "I have a friend who knitted a nose warmer. Wonder if I should find that pattern for you."
Oh, that's crazy.
Same year that the
that
first
one. That's crazy. That's
isn't
like
that
serendipity.
Weird?
I want to post and include the comments.
That could be and that could be a coincidence.
That's
it
really
funny.
It
probably is. But isn't that weird that that's the same year the first pattern for the other one was
made? It's like 2009 was the zeitgeist for cold noses and nose warmers.
Or maybe she knows the person. I mean, she probably doesn't.
Probably not. But
wouldn't
it's one
that
of those
funny?
Things that was just in the air.
Wouldn't that be funny if we read that article, I thought of that post, I went back to it, and we found someone who knew the person. That was the same year, because that post was the same year the pattern was made. That's so funny.
It's the lattice of coincidence.
That was just like a weird little loop there.
Yeah. All right. I've got a couple more. The next one. Trick-or-treating or going over to someone's house so you can overeat?
Ooh. Again, I think I'm going to disagree with you, but I really like trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and again, you know, it is my birthday. Trick-or-treating is a good thing, but
or are you just
going over to someone's house for a big Thanksgiving meal is just better. It's a really good thing.
Okay, but trick-or-treating is just, it's just great.
Like, and this last one may be a little repetitive. Maybe it's the exact same thing, but dressing up in costumes or putting on loose-fitting pants so you can overeat.
Again, you'll disagree with me, but I like dressing up in costumes. You don't like costumes.
I'm not a huge costume person.
My favorite thing between you and Mom is that every year Mom tries to get you to do like a group costume, and you're usually like, no, I don't want to dress up. And you always tell her, I don't have to dress up because it's my birthday. And then one year she told you, the church Halloween party doesn't fall on your birthday.
Well, let me say, I'm not against costumes. I actually really like costumes, especially if they're good costumes and they're
it's
really
hard
creative.
To find
I enjoy
costume.
Like other people's good costumes. And I actually, many years I've enjoyed making my kids' costumes. Like I've made some pretty killer costumes for my kids in the past.
You made a great robot costume, I gotta
say. I saw that picture of that today in my, you know, how Facebook gives you your, you know,
that
6 years
was,
ago
I mean,
today.
That was one of your best. You made a couple of them.
Yeah, I made one version for William and one for Henry.
That was a killer costume.
Really good.
And
they had lights that
you went to like
lit up and like buttons you could push.
Like Goodwill, and you found random like circuit parts.
Yep.
That was cool, and it lit
it was
up.
A good
and it
costume.
Was like,
yeah,
that was one of the ones that I think I want to say. Did Will win the church Halloween costume?
He did. I think it's the only time we've ever won. Even though most years we feel like we should win.
Yeah, I think maybe the first time we – I want to say maybe the first or the – no, the first time he did it, I don't know. There's one time we did it when Will won, and there's one time when you were like, they totally should have won.
Yeah. It was a good costume, and people liked it. And I think Will
– it lights,
William really
light
enjoyed
up,
wearing it.
I feel like you see a lot of like light-up costumes now, but I feel like – I don't know. It was 10
old school.
Ago.
Like it had the wiring inside the costume that made it – like I got the parts
from
Radio
Shack. But I
feel
like
10
years ago you maybe didn't see as much of that.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of become more of a thing now. Yeah. I don't know. But it was like the old school like big box costume too, which I loved.
Yeah, it was made out of boxes, and the arms were made out of those dryer vents that are like all shiny.
Yeah,
and,
it was like super old school retro looking.
Yeah, it looked like the retro robot from like a 50s sci-fi movie.
That was pretty awesome. Maybe when I have children in many, many years from now, I'll make you make my kids robot costumes.
We'll see. We'll see what I'm doing at that time. So that is either or. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Do you have your treats with you?
I do.
So you and I were both at the grocery store today at the same time in two different states looking for treat yourself treats, and we came across some seasonal candies, both pumpkin pie flavors. So not pumpkin spice, but pumpkin pie flavors. We've got pumpkin pie flavored Kit Kats and pumpkin pie flavored white chocolate M&Ms.
Yes. I got to say, so I was with my friend that I went to the Logan outlet with when I was at Smith's looking for stuff. And she wants to be on the podcast. I told her she could maybe be a guest star sometime.
Oh, she should totally be on the podcast. Great. Can you both use the same mic?
Yeah, I'm sure we could share.
And maybe she's use a splitter really for headphones.
I think she'd be really good on it. She's very outgoing and very just funny.
No, good. Yeah, that'd be fun. So, we haven't had a guest on the podcast probably since I know. Last
so
time
Miley
was on.
She wants to. Yeah. So she might do that. Also, I think she said she's going to listen to this one, so we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So we've got, which one do you want to try first?
I want to try the Kit Kat.
Pumpkin pie flavored Kit Kats.
This is one I think will be
everyone
better.
Else in this house has tried these already except for me. I told them not to tell me what they thought, except Mom let it slip what she thought.
Mm, don't tell me yet.
I won't tell you. And tell I don't think it's going to sway me. I think I have my own opinions.
Oh, let me try this.
What do you think?
I like it. I'm guessing Mom didn't like it.
Mom thought it was terrible.
I thought she would. It's funny that I can always tell what Mom will think, even if I like it.
I'm going to stop short of delicious. I'm going to say it's okay. I feel like I say a lot of stuff is okay. It's a little different.
Oh, like yeah.
The spices are a little challenging.
It's got a strange, almost like perfumey flavor though, in a way. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't hate it. I mean, I kind of admire that they really went for it.
They really did. Really, and you mild... can taste the pumpkin in there.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it tastes like a pumpkin pie.
But like a lot of pumpkin spice stuff just tastes like spice. But this is, you can taste the pumpkin in there too.
Yeah. I'm not sure I call it delicious.
Delicious and okay.
Yeah.
I think I might say my delicious, and I think I might say okay.
Yeah. So we both say they're okay. I mean, I think people should try these and make up their own mind. Some people may hate them.
I like them. Other I'm sure I'll finish like the bag. Them.
They smell pretty good.
Yeah, there is
they
a strange.
Taste a little strange.
Do you know what I mean about the almost perfumey taste?
I do. I don't hate them. Mom hated them.
I don't hate them. I think they're pretty good.
The boys didn't tell me what they thought of them.
I bet they liked them okay.
I don't know. I'll find out sometime.
I'm going to guess that maybe Henry said okay and Will said delicious.
I don't know. They went to bed. Actually, William's still up doing homework.
Oh.
Well, what'd you think of the pumpkin pumpkin pie Kit Kats? He says the Kit Kats were okay. I haven't tried the M&Ms.
Did you say they were low okay?
Did you say they were low okay?
The Kit Kats. Did you just try them?
Yeah, we just tried the Kit Kats. I haven't tried the M&Ms yet.
Yeah, the Kit Kats were like the weird pumpkin flavor. I think they're low okay.
Low okay, he says.
That
so
kind of
he
surprised
kind
me.
Of
I
agrees
like
with
more,
us. Phoebe thought they were a high okay. I thought they were okay.
You know what? Tasting them more, they're pretty mid. They're like a mid okay.
Yeah.
I just tried a little bit of
yeah,
chocolate
on its own.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could eat much of them. I think
I
one
just
little
tried
snack
a little
size
chocolate on its
probably...
own, so I got more of like the concentrated flavor, and it was a little weird.
Yeah. All right, let's try the M&Ms.
Okay, I think these are going to be gross. That's why. I got to say, so they're the white chocolate M&Ms, which are always, I've got to tell you, they're not great. Just the white chocolate ones. And my friend's comment there was, why does white chocolate have to be pumpkin? Why can't they do just milk chocolate and pumpkin?
I
would say
know.
Milk chocolate goes with pumpkin better, honestly.
I don't know. Let's try them, though, and see. I like them. I think, for me, they are delicious. They're low delicious.
Did you get any pumpkin in there?
Yeah. Yeah, they taste like pumpkin to me.
I don't taste... Maybe it's because like pumpkin pie to me.
They taste like pumpkin pie along with the whipped cream.
Maybe it's because my nose is so stuffed up, but I didn't get any pumpkin flavor. I only got white chocolate.
Just white chocolate.
But I also can't smell. So I feel like that could have affected
it. It tastes like pumpkin to me. I mean, it's like pumpkin and a kind of a creamy taste.
I think they're pretty good, though.
So I really like M&M's. Although with pumpkin flavoring, I only kind of sometimes like pumpkin flavoring, sometimes I don't. But with these are really good.
You liked them? You thought they were delicious?
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
What do you think?
You know what would be funny to do, I gotta say?
So, Phoebe, to go back to because you don't like white chocolate that much, are you saying they were what?
Actually, these are pretty good. I feel like I've tried really gross white chocolate M&M's before, and I feel like maybe they've gotten better.
Yeah, maybe they've.
Because I tried them years ago, and they were nasty. A little bit.
I think you're right. We might have even tried them on the podcast.
We tried some version of the white chocolate, and they were really gross, but these are actually better.
They're actually not bad. I'm going to say they're delicious. You think they're okay?
Yeah, just because I can't taste any pumpkin, but it might be because I have a cold. I'll try not to get you sick through the podcast.
Yeah, don't cough on me. I don't need a cold on top of the other stuff we've been going through, and I'll try not to make you nauseous.
Don't throw up the prosecutor.
I don't know. I mean, neither of these... Here's the thing. I don't think either one of them is better. Like, the Kit Kats are not better than a chocolate Kit Kat, a milk chocolate Kit Kat.
No, they're not.
And the... M&M's are not better than, well, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not a huge fan of M&M's on their own.
I like almond M&M's or like mint M&M's.
I think I might actually like these better than normal M&M's, but I feel like I could eat less of them than I could of normal M&M's. Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Both of them, I think I've got like I think you eat a few and you're probably done.
Yeah, because they're both very, the white M&M's are so sweet. They're good, but yeah, I don't think you could
eat very many of them before you'd get kind of tired of them. But the M&M's I think are delicious.
I'm still thinking about that comment on Mom's Facebook post.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I just think that's so crazy.
Yep.
Man, maybe I was like recalling that in just the back of my memory and that's what made me think of the post.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right. Well, that is Treat Yourself and that is our podcast. So thank you, Phoebe, for being on the podcast with me tonight.
You're welcome. And
thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Instagram and Facebook and at TalkToDadPodcast.com where you can find all of our episodes. You can stream them right from the website. You can also email us. If you want to email us something, you can email us at TalkToDadPodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to help us out, we don't ask for much, but one thing you can do is you can give us a 5-star review or a 5-star rating. If you subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you get your podcast, that helps us just a little bit to get the word out on the podcast, and maybe we'll find some more listeners, and we can enjoy having people actually listen to our podcast. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. Last time for-